Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm curious on the ripple effect on the defense when you have Matt Milano in the lineup and when you don't, I guess. What kind of – I know certainly he's a talented player on own, but it seems like schematically there might be a little bit of a domino effect when he's in there. What can you – just say about what he brings when he's in there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Matt, you know, he's one of the best linebackers in the game. So, you know, he can cover, he can tackle, you know, he plays physical. So, you know, he's obviously not having him on the field is you know, it's we would like to have him back as soon as possible. But, you know, we have to talk about next man up. So, you know, it's cliche. But you know, that's just, you know, that's my answer. Obviously, yes, we'd like to have him back on the football field because he is one of our best defensive players. But at the same time, you know, we got to be able to still be able to, you know, go out there and execute without him or anybody else for that matter. Be out there and go out, be able to go out there and execute our plan.
Does it change at all, like, your responsibility as safeties when you don't have a linebacker that you could just say, like, all right, he can go on the tight end? And do you have to do anything differently?
Not necessarily. Like I said, I think you just got to stick within the plan, stick within the scheme, and understand, you know, each guy, understand his job description on each play. And so, you know, and that's just really what it comes down to.
What have you been able to gauge from him in terms of just the frustration of being in and out of the lineup, obviously in a contract year, and, guys have gotten to know well? It's just tough seeing him go in and out like that, I would imagine.
Yeah, obviously he's frustrated, wants to play. You know, I kind of been in the same boat, not exactly, you know, his situation, but, you know, kind of just not being able to be there with my teammates, especially when things aren't going as well as you like them to be. And so, you know, I know he's working extremely hard to get back on the football field. So, you know, when he gets back out there, you know, can't wait to have him back out there.
Thank you, Jordan.
Hey, Jordan, John Scott, good to see you.
What's going on, John?
Defensively, we've seen teams pass on you. We've seen teams run on you with Kansas City. But Leslie said yesterday, you don't want to do drastic changes because it confuses players and you want the message to be the same. How challenging is that, though, when it's been multiple ways that you guys have seen some struggles?
You know, obviously it's challenging in its own way. You know, we never want to give up. You know, the yards we've been giving up or the points we've been giving up, you know. You know, this is NFL football. You know, this is you go through ups and downs of the season. You try to figure things out. You know, I've been in this league long enough to understand, you know, there's a lot of football to be played. And you know, the sense of urgency, you know, I felt it this morning, just a sense of urgency within our team, within our group, you know, is there to get back on track and to get back to the way we know how to play football. And so, like I said, you know, my 2017, I think it was a 3-game streak. We lost 3 bad games in a row. You know, 2018 was this, that, or other. You know, 2019, last year, we had our ups and downs. So there's going to be ups and downs within the season. And, you know, we got the right guys on this team to be able to handle adversity and to be able to come out on top of, you know, something. You know, obviously things aren't going the way we want right now. But we got the right guys. And today was a great start in getting our jump on the Jets.
Has that been a topic of conversation this week, going back to what you guys did and went through in 2017 and in years past?
I'm sorry, can you ask that again?
Yeah, so has it been a topic of conversation the past, 2017, and that stretch you guys went through and how you rallied out of it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't necessarily think, you know, that has been brought up, but at the same time, you know, every year is different. And you're gonna go through adversity. You know, there's gonna be time. You know, within a week, within your game plan, within the game, and within the season. You know, and so Good teams find ways to get out of those adversity and get out of whatever you want to call it, a slump or this, that, or the other. Good teams find ways to get out of that, and we're a good football team. So we just continue to come here to work every day with the right mindset and attitude in order to fix, you know, what's been going on. And so, like I said, I think today we have the right sense of urgency coming in here from the meetings to practice, and so we just want to continue moving that forward.
Is it also easier to have that confidence you'll work your way through it because you guys have been such a high-level unit the past 2 years and most of you are back?
Yeah, I think our guys take a lot of pride in what they do on and off the field. And so, you know, nobody's feeling great right now, obviously. Back-to-back losses, defense not playing that well. And so, guys, you can sense it. And the guys that we were hungry to get back on track and to get this defense, rolling the way we know how to play.
Last one guy that's, regardless of how the Jets season's been going, that's always seemed to having success is Jamison Crowder. What are the challenges he presents in that passing game?
Yeah, man. Guy's a ball player. He's hoping for man matchups to be able to get to play with leverage and be able to run his routes across the field. Really good after the catch. But yeah, he's our main target right now, and so we got to find ways to limit him in the pass game.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.